Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's about that time for
Hot Talk Radio.
We're going worldwide with this one. You know how we get down here.
Hot Talk Radio.
You want that hot talk? We got that hot talk. You want that hot talk? Hot Talk Radio. You want that hot talk? We got that hot talk. You want that hot talk? Hot Talk Radio. You want it? We got it. 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 Hot Talk Radio.
What's up, world? What's up, ATL? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker. Slick Mike, can you hear me okay, or do I need to switch over
here? Yeah, I can hear you. What's up?
Yeah, I don't have energy. I can't be, talking and not being heard. What's going on with you?
Okay, you fading out. I can't hear you.
See, that means, you're going to find this out early. We won't have to go through this. Let me transition over now.
Okay.
If the mic and the speakers, they interfere when the radio comes on for some reason. Slick Mike, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. So we see now that interaction is not good. However, what's up, world? You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the world. Slick Mike, you want to acknowledge some of these callers that we have? Some of these countries that keep checking in all over the world.
Oh, man, what's up?
Let's see if you know any of them.
Turkey, Lebanon.
Uh-huh, keep going, because I'm trying not to write you up.
What's up to the UK? Got to send message shots out to Jamaica. Oh, man, we got so many. I can't think of them all.
I know, right? And then you hear me flipping through my paper trying to find them. But you know what? They know who they are. Maybe I'll find time within the show to shout them out separately. But however, I want to go ahead and start my birthdays off. We got to go ahead and get the show on the road. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got time to play no games. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to my friends on Facebook. We got Chastity So Pretty Like Wallace, Marvin Lightfoot, Miss China Doll, Richard Glass, Samirica Jackson, Tierra Benson. Let's hope I'm saying it right. If not, who cares? I don't know. Just get a simple name like Jack. You know what I'm saying? You know can't nobody misread that one. My friends on tag, happy birthday to 750 The Truth. See, Six Flea Mike, I ain't in the mood for these games today. How you going to name yourself 750 The Truth? What the
all
fuck
right.
do that mean?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out.
I feel like you might. I feel like you should know. I mean, I feel like you should know. Ameed H. Chocolate Thunder. Okay. King without a queen. See, that's why you without a queen, because you named yourself something stupid.
Okay.
Only has love for his black women. That's his name. Only has love for his black women. Remind me to delete. Only has love for his black women and king without a queen. Even 750 The Truth. Delete them off my page. They don't deserve to be on my page. You know what I'm saying? But however, y'all, you know I'm just saying. I ain't got nothing but love for y'all and y'all weird names. My nickname all my life was Nudnik, and that was named after the pacifier because I was one of them three-year-olds that still suck pacifier. Oh, maybe that explains why I got such good head. Ooh, I wasn't supposed to say that, was I? I ain't never supposed to say what I say. But however, y'all women better learn how to get your head game up, or you're going to be without your man. Keep your dick in your mouth, and it won't be in nobody else's. That's all I can tell you. Shouts out to all the listeners that's on the switchboard. In the event that you desire to say something, please press the number 1. You will be acknowledged and brought into the conversation. Until then, happy listening. And for those that have birthdays today, happy birthday. I got so much feedback from Tuesday that they were like, you know what, please, you know, we learned so much about the game on Tuesday. Is there anything that you can do for us on Thursday pertaining to that? So, you know, I was like, you know what, let me talk it over with, you know, the co-hosts, and we'll see what they say. And all of y'all agreed that you wanted to, you know, enlighten the world, as DJ Sweet would say, sprinkle them. Sprinkle
them. That's right.
You know what I'm saying? DJ Sweet, we're going to sprinkle them today.
Yeah,
we're going to sprinkle them, you know what I'm saying? Today is That's the Game Thursday. Spin off from Two Can Play That Game on Tuesday. Back by popular demand. That's right, you read the title correctly. You want us to heat things back up? Well, tonight is part 2, Game. Any specific amusement or sport involving competition under rules, a scheme or plan, a business or job, especially one involving risk. Topic. What are some of the games that you have played? Have you ever played a game that you didn't realize you were playing until it was over? Have you ever coached someone as they play a game? How do you handle a lost game? All right, world, let the games begin. You know, DJ Sweet, I'm so glad, you know what I'm saying, we got some hellified DJs here at Hot Talk Radio because, you know, I was talking to Marcus Houston, right? And he was trying to talk to me, and I was like, well, you know what, I'm with Showstopper right now, so, you know, we ain't gonna, I can't talk to you. But he was like, you know what, love is a game.
Ooh,
as a summer breeze. Baby, don't leave me. To walk away from you, and so I chose to lose. And love the game I play in love. Should I learn my lesson yesterday? When yesterday far away, and love the game I pay the cost. Should I learn my lesson yesterday, when yesterday was so, so far away, yeah. So far away. Carry on without you, but what's a man to do? So I cry myself to sleep every night. Where are you? Are you coming back? Then I'm about to have a heart attack, baby.
Yo, yo.
I mean, do y'all agree that love is a game?
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Did you? So you saying that in order to be in love, you got to play the game?
Well, yeah. That's all it is right now.
Uh-huh.
A lot of folks playing games.
What you feel, cuz?
Love ain't no game, y'all.
It ain't no game?
Yeah, nah.
Okay, Slick Mike say it is, you say it ain't. Why you say it ain't?
God, man, love is universal, so you know what I'm saying? Love is nothing to be played with, you know what I'm saying? You got to have love. Love's supposed to be unconditional. Love's supposed to be genuine, you know what I'm saying? I don't think some things ain't supposed to be played with. If love is one on, you know what I'm saying?
But why would Marcus Houston make a whole song saying love is a game if he didn't really believe or it had to be some truth to it? You know what I'm saying?
Marcus Houston, a Fruit Loop.
It's a fruit. He a Fruit Loop. Wait a damn minute, cuz. How you going to call that man a Fruit Loop like that? How you going to disrespect that man in his whole career like that and call him a Fruit Loop? What if he call in and then I got to try to, you know, sprinkle some coolness because you done called him a Fruit Loop.
Yeah, he ain't going to call in to call, talk to me. He going to call in and talk to you, man. You know what I mean? No, dude, that's we ain't going to keep it pimping, man, all the way pimping, Mike.
You know what? Shout out to the High Top Radio's Legion of Super Bitches, super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable women of the fucking world. Shouts out to on the pages getting larger by the day. We got one coming for the fellas. Super pimp.
Everybody ain't super pimp, y'all. Everybody can't be super pimp. No.
How you know? How you know? You, I mean, I'm just
man,
saying.
A lot of you folks out here be tricking, man. A lot of folks out here tricks, man. You know what I mean?
You just call Marcus Houston a Fruit Loop, and then you just call the rest of the people in the world tricks. You know what? I'm finna shake the game up because you crazy.
Jay Carter, French
Montana. I'm sprinkling them, cause I'm sprinkling them.
Checks with the commas in it. Homie tanks with piranhas in it. Count money by the weight, fuck calculators. Bad bitch on the master bed, masturbate. Everything going perfect, something wrong. Guess I'm used to being fucked up, my brain all fucked up. A young nigga fly, I got hang time. Echo on my phone, feds on my landline. Don't burn your bridges, you might need it. I do a lot of wrong shit for the right reason. It's a coke movement. And never tell your right hand what your left doing.
I can't shake the game. Cause I'm always gonna be in the street. I shake the hustle. Cause niggas always looking to eat. The clock's getting hotter, cloudier and darker. And trouble always looking for me. I can't shake the game. I can't shake the hustle.
I sprinkled them, cuz. I sprinkled them. Are you proud of cuz? I sprinkled it.
Hey,
what
the hell?
What?
You can't hold a lot better, cuz. I tell you that, man. You can't better day by day, man. I can't complain.
I need one of them 1940 songs, though, for my listeners that's 80. You didn't send me one. You know, you can't be discriminating. It can't always be about the gangsters and the pimps and pimp players and shit.
Hey,
I'm a lady.
Man, that's all we know, man. You're a female
Look
player,
here.
Man.
Let me tell
a female
you
player is supposed to be able to co-sign for real female player shit, man.
Shout out to the switchboard. It's loaded like hell tonight. I guess Thursday is a hot night, and I guess they wanted to see part two of That's the Game Thursday. For those that are just tuning in, this show is backed by popular goddamn demand. That's right. You read the title correctly. That's the Game Thursday. You wanted us to heat things back up? Well, tonight is part two, game, any specific amusement or sport involving competition on the rules, a scheme or plan, a business or job, especially one involving risk. So if anything is involving risk, DJ Sweet, don't you think that life is a game? You just never know the hand that you dealt. What you think? DJ Sweet.
Yo, what you do? You lost?
What the fuck? Why put your ass on mute? Don't, you know what, let me wake this motherfucking shit up, because I sent some delayed reaction. Now, do I need to say right the fuck up this early, or what?
You need to stop all them games, girl. Stop them games.
I don't play games. This is who I am. This is
stop them games.
Stay tuned for Lust, Love, and Life with Lady Motherfucking Libra. It's going down and being recorded as we speak. However, now, Mike, do you not agree that life is a game?
I can say, yeah, yeah. You got to make sure you know how to deal your cards and make sure you deal them right.
I how the hell you going to deal your own cards when you didn't create life?
Hey, that's not how to go deal them.
You're not making any sense. Are you high?
No.
You should
be. A spade is a spade. An ace is an ace. Don't throw out no ace thinking you calling out a spade. Call it as it is. A spade is a spade. An ace is an ace. Don't throw me out no ace. I'm not throwing out a spade.
Who
call it as
shit
it is.
Like that? You know somebody that did that?
Oh, yeah.
You need to tell them to call me so I can cuff their motherfucking ass out for even trying.
Don't be trying to mix up the game. Play the game right.
We got Dr. Eno that just checked in. We're going to see what he got to say about this motherfucking game because I'm finna run game on him right now. Dr. Eno?
What's that? What's happening?
You trying to run game
on
me?
Huh?
You trying to run game on me?
I never do that.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Not you anyway. I don't try to run game on you, bitch.
No, because you know I know everything.
Yeah.
See, I'm trying to prove that life is a game because the definition said that anything that involved risk. And risk is sometimes when you don't know the outcome of something. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So I came to the conclusion, and then Marcus Houston was trying to talk to me, and then he told me, since I didn't want to talk to him, that I realized that love was a game.
Yeah.
DJ Sweet said that love wasn't a game, so you
say
love is a game?
Yeah.
Why you feel like it's love is a game?
Because we talking about what kind of love now? We talking about the agape love, which is the unconditional love. Then no, it's not a game. But you know, some people use the word love for all the wrong reasons. You know what I mean? So now, if we talking about the agape love, then no, it's not a game. But that love, like I said, I love you. That proper love, that's a game.
Oh
you know,
yeah.
You know, I don't want
to be playing games with
Showstopper.
Explain so I know if I'm playing games with him.
You know how many women I done told I love them?
Oh man, no.
Yeah.
How many?
I can't count, but I done told plenty of women I love them.
You did that.
That's a real talk.
Why you do that?
I ain't gonna lie.
But you got to understand, you know, it's different kinds of love. You know what I mean? It's love like you love a friend. It's love
uh-huh.
like you love, you know what I mean, a companionship, and it's that agape love. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When I say I love you, I mean I love you like a brother or sister. But some women take it out of proportion. You know what I mean?
Like bitch number two.
Like I'm in love with you. Yeah.
Like bitch number two did.
I love bitch number two, though. I love bitch number two.
But I'm confused again because you said that you done told a lot of them that you love them, but
yeah,
they just not
saying. I love them.
But
I said, listen to me. I told a lot of them I love them, but most of them get it twisted thinking I mean I'm in love with them. See, it's the difference between loving somebody and being in love with somebody. You know what I mean? I can say I love Mike. I can say I love, you know what I mean, this person over here or whatever. You know what
uh-huh.
I mean? But when I say I'm in love with you, that's something different. You know what
uh-huh.
I mean?
What
I
does
in
love mean?
Because
I need to know if I'm in love. I don't want to be playing
games. That's that agape love, that unconditional love.
Oh,
that
I play
unconditional
games.
Love.
I don't feel that. No, I'm not going to.
Okay.
No, I'm lady leave.
Okay.
I don't love like that, no.
I was trying to tell y'all, man, you know what I mean? If y'all trying to love somebody, man, that's something you can't be playing with, man, you know what I mean? That's a good
mm-hmm.
way to get your head tested, man, you know what I mean? So if you play with love, You really have no motherfucking conscience or no spirit or no soul, man, if y'all playing with love, man, you know. Nigga like
isn't
me can't
that the Aquarius speaking?
But nigga like me can't tell you I love you if I don't, man, you know what I mean?
Do you love me,
DJ Sweet? Oh, yeah, man, I love you, man. I love Hot Talk Radio, man. I love
you know
everything.
He don't know whether he love me or Hot Talk Radio. I need you to figure out which one you motherfucking love.
Man, I say I love you. I love Hot Talk Radio, man.
Okay, so
you
playing games with Hot Talk Radio then? I mean, I'm confused again.
Oh, no. I just said you can't play with love, man. I don't play with love. I don't know about y'all, but
yeah.
Love is
what
I ain't playing
with. I don't play with love. But see, people got to realize there's different types of love. You know what I mean? There's agape love, which means that unconditional love. You love that person, that love that Jesus had. You know what I mean? Then it's that love that's like I love you as a friend, as a brother. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know,
right.
When I tell somebody I love him, you know what I mean? Especially most women, when I tell you I love you, they're thinking, oh, he in love with me, he all this and that. But it's not like that, you know what I mean? When I say I love you, that means I love you as a friend.
Okay.
Not that unconditional love, I love you as a friend.
You
I got love for everybody.
I got love that
person. You tell any of your hoes you love them?
Who, me?
Huh? Yeah.
You talking about me?
DJ,
oh, no,
you tell any of your hoes that you love them?
Oh, yeah, I love all my hoes. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, wait a minute. You play a game.
I appreciate it.
You
that's what I told
you. So, you know,
I appreciate my home. I got a question because I'm going to ask
DJ Sweet. Have you ever coached one of your homeboys? Like, you remember that movie, Two Can Play That Game with Vivica Fox and Morris Chestnut?
Yeah.
Have you ever done that, like, coached one of your homeboys on how to play, on playing a game? Because,
yeah,
you know, I didn't realize that's the way real relationships go. Because my homegirls kept saying, well, you know, if you do this, he win. And if I do that or say this, then he win. And I'm like, what? I just do whatever the fuck I feel. I didn't know I was in the middle of a damn game. If I hurt you, then excuse me. But I really don't give a fuck. But my homegirls are like, yeah, if I call and before he do, then he win. I'm like, he win what? So I'm trying to figure out, you know what I'm saying? Is that an isolated situation? Because this, you know, or is that pretty much how it goes worldwide, nationwide?
Well, you know, that's pretty much how it goes nationwide, you know what I mean? I'm going to keep it real because it's hot talk radio.
So were you playing a game with me when I was calling you the other day?
No.
If I don't call her back, I win. I mean, was you playing games with me?
No. I told you, I know, you know what I mean? I got much love for you lately, you know what I mean? And that's real talk. I got much love for you.
Okay, because I felt like you were playing games, and I felt like I was a, you know, I felt like you were rolling dice on me.
Nah.
And I wrote you up. I wrote you up like 5 times. With like 15 checks beside each one of them.
That's cool. I can make it up. I'm always good for making it up.
Then I wrote an exponent beside each check.
Well,
mm-hmm.
You're making me feel special now.
Girl, stop playing games.
You know
stop
what?
Playing games.
Did y'all know that Lil Wayne was a Libra? Like Lady Libra.
Yeah.
And Lil Wayne is the one that put me in the game. You know what I'm saying?
The Empire. If you don't hear the drops, then this is not a true exclusive.
Money, cash, money. Get my EA Sports on, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Holy sh. Where'd you find this?
I got a bus like John Madden, baby. We can go out around the world, God. I never talked to them boys that sat on them benches, man.
The Empire.
I was in the game on 4th and inches. Coach, put me in the game on 4th and inches. And I'ma lead them boys at the line of scrimmage.
The Empire.
Yeah, I see them boys all behind me winless. I ain't Mario Williams, but I'm not defenseless. Wide receiver catching Hail Marys, I'm Christian. 5 and out, hot route, yes, with 6 shifts. Gone with the quickness, fast and instant. Cornerback safeties, I burn them like incense. On the field, I'm daddy, and the ball is my infant. I don't need so much of pork, but I'm in love with the pigskin. All I really know how to do is win. Super Bowl champ, Disney World, let the kids in. Hall of Fame Wayne, I'm putting my dibs in. Catch me in the game on 4 inches.
The Empire.
I don't talk to them.
Game on 4 inches. Go put me in the game.
V Young, I see you, baby. Pac-Man, keep your head up. Yeah. Ocho Cinco, that's my brother, y'all. What up, Henry? 1-5. And, rest in peace, Sweetness. Yeah. 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 And Bo knows. Yes, Bo still knows around here. Deion Sanders, prime time. Great. Michael Irvin. Great. Jerry Rice, Emmitt Smith. Great. Jerome Devin. Great. Icky Woods. I eat the shuffle on him. But not least, the best quarterback on the planet Earth. Number 4, Brett Favre, my man.
Hot Talk Radio.
Live from the ATL. Reach your ears across the world. It's your girl, Lady Libra. Coming through your speaker. Check us out on Sunday. Then again on Tuesday. Check us out Thursday.
DJ Sweet, Slick Mike.
Yo.
Dr. N.O.
What's happening?
I feel like somebody playing games with me right now. This switchboard is lit the fuck up. And then nobody putting their hand up to say shit. They playing motherfucking games with me. They ain't going to like it if I just go to their ass and bring them on here. But I can't be quiet.
Don't
matter,
dude. They playing games with you, Lady Libra.
They playing games with me. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you know,
I'm Lady Libra. You don't play games with me. I play games.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But you know what? All y'all that's on the switchboard scared to say something. I'm going to give your ass a reason to be scared.
Oh, man.
Somebody need to call Fantasia. Call her.
What calling her supposed to do? I'm confused. Because she play games, I heard. She play games with people's husbands.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Me and her on the same level. That's the kind of shit we do.
Yeah, she play out my kind of game. Y'all leave Fantasia alone. That's my baby. Which one is it? Is that bitch number one or bitch number two? Which one is it? She get a mind, she can be number one. Yeah, what do you mean? Bitch number two is the one. Play a game. You think, sweet, you gonna sprinkle them on that shit though?
Cause you know we left off on that. I was listening to the show and we supposed to went back and elaborated on that about how bitch number two in the game is really the one calling the shots. Bitch number one thinking she,
we gonna sprinkle them.
We gonna sprinkle the game tonight.
Well, I'm gonna say, man, all I can say about that situation right there, man, is you know what I'm saying. Bitch number two, she's kind of like a captain, but really, bitch number two is like a co-captain. That means, you know what I'm saying, the bitch number one motherfucking around here trying to get the big head of goddamn being undisciplined and shit, then we got to go to the backup, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or even number two goddamn start cutting up, then we got to go to the third on the depth chart, you know what I mean? That's why I say to the bench, too, you know what I mean?
I'm
going to
speak on that shit, but after you
gotta
get,
you need
to put somebody on the depth row.
Now, you need to put a stamp on that right there, you know? You need to put a stamp.
Now,
that's
hold on,
five,
hold on.
Seven,
gonna,
11.
Boy, y'all trying to put something out on death row.
God damn it. Do I have to? You know what? Now, when that motherfucking speak, that mean everybody pause and the world stop. I'm Lady Libra coming through the motherfucking speaker. But we got to call it, y'all. We got to see what they're talking about.
So, shall we start the top of you?
See, that one, I can't goddamn say shit for big mouth motherfucker. Welcome to Hot Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hot Talk Radio.
What's happening?
Hi, y'all. It's me. This Fat, nigga. Oh, look. You play too many motherfucking games.
Put your hand up.
Why you playing games? Hi, y'all. I just love Hot Talk Radio. You guys is just like, wow.
Hey, Fat. We tried to call you on Tuesday. Miss that. We tried to call you Tuesday. We ended up calling Baltimore.
Yeah, we are.
Girl, I said, why you sounding like a white girl? She was like, huh? I said, why you trying to sound like a white girl, Miss Pat? I said, you need to stop. You're a hot talk radio. She was like, what's that? I said, we're a radio talk show. She said, oh, yeah, I heard y'all on the web. I said, okay. She said, man, I'm going to go back and listen. I said, nah, just hold on.
She
we went on break.
Like
she called up.
See, what he going to do is make the – see, when everybody go back to listen to the show, they're going to realize that Slick Mike is a slick-ass liar because that is not how the conversation is. That one was ready to cuss his ass out, and then I had to come in. I came in like, who the fuck it did? And I just shut the whole shit down and, you know, put it back on mute and played some music and kept right on pimping. You know what I'm saying? That's the kind of game I play. I had to went to the other line. Somebody was calling me. I had tried to call you and hit the wrong, but my eyes went cross. After I had took the drugs. And I dialed
her. She got a call in Baltimore.
And she was like, hello, hello, hello.
Wow.
This shit was hilarious,
I saw,
man. It was hilarious.
I said, Miss Bear, stop playing. I said, you playing games. She said, games? What are you talking about? What is the title of your show? I said, playing games. She said, oh. I said, you just playing games, Miss Fat. She was like, I'm not Miss Fat.
That John was so funny because he was on the time and it was you, girl. That woman was like, oh, hell no. Switchboard. I found out. Shout out to the switchboard. It is overloaded. In the event that you desire to say something, please press the number 1. That will alert me that you desire to be included. I will bring you in. If not, until then, happy listening. That's the game Thursday. Fat, I heard you be playing games.
All the time.
What kind of games do you play?
Whatever the kind of niggas want to play.
Oh, okay.
I try to keep up a little bit. Not a lot, just a little bit.
Okay. I'm going to start writing them another talk twice on you.
What?
I ain't say that.
You know, I like to play head games.
That's going to be my number one game.
I'm talking about sucking dick. I'm talking about head games. I like to play with big
mind. Wow.
You can't sweet you say I'm wrong for that shit.
I play mind games with you, man, but I ain't playing out of
that's what
shit.
Pimps do. They play mind games. They, you know, they control you with their mind.
All right. That's the art of pimping, man. If we can't get in your head, man, we can't get into that bread. You already know how it go.
What the hell? Oh, hell.
Ain't too many kids bang with us. Straight up, we no angel dust. Label us notorious. Thug that sitting back on the bus. It's strange to us. Y'all niggas be scrambling, gambling. I'm restaurants with mandolins and violins. We just sitting here trying to win, trying not to sin. How I'm breathing oxygen. So much smoke, need oxygen. Suddenly counting in Benjamin. Look at you shit too. If you knew what this game would do to you, then this shit since 92. Look at all the bullshit I've been through. So far beef with you know who. Fuck if you see my father too. And I'm blue like, and it's blue like my shit. Not to be fucked with. My fuck better duck quick. Cause me and my dogs love buck shit. Fuck the luck shit, shit the name. No aspirations, quit the game. Bitch your game, talk your shit. Grab your gap, call your clip. Get your clip, hit the right one. Pass that weed, I got the light one. On them niggas, I got to fight one. All them hoes, I got to like one. Our situation is a tight one. What you gonna do? Fight or run? Fix your game, talk your shit. Grab your cat, call your clip. Fix your game, talk your shit. Grab your cat, call your clip. Get your clip, hit the right one. Snap that weed, got to like one. Get your clip, hit the right one. Snap that weed, got to like one. Fix your game, talk your shit. Grab your cat, call your clip. Fix your game, talk your shit. Grab your cat, call your clip.
Ladies and gentlemen, switch up. Make a money, living marvelous. Thank God we trust. Don't too many niggas wanna side with us. Got big guns and them cop with us. But said any motherfucker I can hop with us. They really wanna show you what a D.I.B. I'd rather be sipping room in your VIP. You hear the music, it'll be by me. Twisting with a legendary nigga B.I.G. Brooklyn and K-Town. If you checking out the flow, you know what's going rain with persistence. Two legends on the same track. Two different planes of existence. Let's get it cracking, I love the bus flow. Hit it from the back cause I love the bus ho. Spin it for the city, I love Chicago. Calico's mother, I love the bus though. You think you can spin on the mic like you Biggie and flow just to steady his eye. Shit is real, you know you love him, you ain't got ready to die. Life after death, give it to you however you want it, nigga. Saturday after, give it to you however you want it, nigga. Cause the shit'll get deep, so I carry big heat. Human come and get me, Twista and Biggie on the Swizz beat. Swizz meals, I love to make one. All these cars, I love to ride one. All these hoes, I love to cut one. A tribute to Big, I love to bust one.
Bitch, your game, talk your shit. Grab your cat, pull your clip. Bitch, your game, talk your shit. Grab your cat, pull your clip.
In the middle of an hour, green niggas more drama than they baby mamas. Niggas wanna battle with a bomb, yeah. One man but attack like a pack of piranhas, like a ricotta. Niggas always ready for the bomb, they don't really wanna take a nigga down. We get in the minute, then we finish with a minute, with the venom of a nigga with a sick old. Oh no, you niggas in the trouble. Somebody better call Popo. It's gonna be murder when I get to serving them bourbon.
Yeah.
Nigga, y'all heard of me. We still kill a nigga, word to me. And I'm classic like Burton Magic with a tactic. It's a snatch, it's rep back, it's stacks and jack them. The devil don't know that random. What's the fuck, it's not random. Then I hope they get ransom. Put it up in your mansion, catch them mad and fast and cannon. Niggas ain't ready for this one, cause I'm on a mission to get even better.
Come
believe
on.
It, I'm heavily heated. It's easy to see me. If you wanna see me, let that be the reason.
Bitch, your game, talk your shit. Grab your cat, pull your clip. Bitch, your game, talk your shit. Grab your cat, pull your clip. Squeeze your clip. Hit the right one, tap that weed, got the light one. We squeeze your clip, hit the right one, tap that weed, got the light one. Fix your game, talk your shit, grab your cat, pull your clip. Fix your game, talk your shit, grab your cat, pull your clip. Squeeze your clip, hit the right one, tap that weed, got the light one. We squeeze your clip, hit the right one, tap that weed, got the light one.
You just heard the sounds of the King of New York, New York. B.I.G. B.I.G.
It's only one crown.
Victoria.
Slick Mike.
Yo.
Miss Fat.
Yes, ma'am.
AKA Sexy Libra.
Yeah, yeah.
DJ Pimp and Sweet.
Hey, yay.
Shout out to the Legion of Super Bitches. They running too much game on that page.
What
do you know that the fellas are going into their page looking at the women?
What?
The men want them a super bitch.
Yeah, I need that
super bitch.
So what I'm going to have to do is we're going to have to go ahead and get these events together for next month. So the fellas can come on out and get them a super bitch. They've been on the page choosing, girl. They've been on the page choosing. I should make it private. I ain't even going to do that.
No, don't do that.
No, don't do that.
No, do it. Don't do it.
They can't be on that, you know, choosing, but.
Hey, they can look.
You right.
Let them look. Don't act like that, though.
Okay, now who the hell is that? Miss Pat, that's you.
Yeah, that's me.
I'm telling you,
okay.
That's
I'm
going to
say, what the hell?
And there's a lot of pretty women on that, isn't it, Miss Pat?
What?
There's a lot of pretty women on now.
There's a lot of pretty women on now, that's what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, in order to be a super bitch, the first letter in the word is beautiful.
back on there and see if that's true, you know. It might be just all posted up on that used to be on now.
You know, sometimes beauty is within. I just playing.
What kind of guy are you playing?
I was just playing tonight.
I went on now and went through and screened everybody to make sure that they were really a super bitch. If not, I deleted them.
How you know they're a super bitch or not?
Because first of all, the first word in bitch is beautiful. If you ugly, I'm kicking you off the goddamn page.
You can't do that.
I did. I don't play no motherfucking games.
That ain't right now. You said beautiful. That's one of them. But you all said honorable. And got them past whatever the fuck you say.
Intellectual.
You can't kick nobody out no page because they ugly.
That's
so that means if that, she put you off the page.
She didn't put me on no motherfucking page because I'm about to back on that bitch.
Now, you know I don't even play game with fat like that.
Fat
pretty. That's sexy Libra.
You're a super bitch. You one of them.
Bouncing back, baby. Everybody coming out that bitch.
I'm finna get ready to go and see if they're intellectual. I need to see some report cards from back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Good job.
I need to hear them read. They need to do an essay on why they feel they are a super bitch. And I'm going to grade the essay. Then I'm going to see what kind of talent they got. Do you sing? Do you write? What the fuck do you do? You got charm?
Well,
we're
going
to
have a pageant. We're going to crown the next
game.
Super bitch.
Huh?
We need to have a pageant in the crown the next super bitch.
Don't give me no motherfucking ideas. Don't play no games with me, girl. You know I be putting that shit together for the Libra fail.
For real?
Yeah, I play too many games. DJ Sweet.
Yo.
Can you say detention? Hall, perhaps?
Hey, man, y'all making announcements and shit. Now, cut it out, though. Cause you Hey, man, I don't need no page, man. I ain't with no computer love anyway, man. You know what I'm saying?
I
ain't with no computer love, man. You know me, man. You know what I'm saying? You get
at me
in the flesh. Southwest.
I'm dead ass for real about auctioning myself off now. I'm tired of sleeping in my house by myself.
We got a
My door's open.
I am auctioning myself off. Who on a date with me?
I got five on it.
We got to organize that. We got to call her.
Now, I don't like McDonald's.
I got five on it.
I want a goddamn McDonald's.
I can't get no fucking respect. And they wonder why I put
that
on you.
I'm going to cut off of 500.
No, I got this. I can't do this shit no more. Hello, call. I brought you in at press one. I don't. There's no number. So it's just coming up 111. 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1. So you the number one. Are you gonna say anything? Are you playing games, baby?
Why are they
Hello?
Playing on the phone?
Hello?
That's
the
game
on Thursday,
baby.
People
come.
Got to cheat. I know this is knocking people out because NO was on. And his call dropped. I mean, we got to transition to something bigger because it can't. 50 calls is really nothing compared to all the millions of listeners. So what happens is when everybody try to listen from their phone, the switch voice gets heavy and then it drops calls randomly. I'm glad to see y'all holding on because it dropped sweet earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Might be on there so fast, it'd be scared to drop him.
Well, when we doing this auction?
Look,
I got 500, baby.
What?
I got 500 on you.
For real, I'll see. There you go, one time going once, going
twice. Damn, fat. I ain't putting no cash up, man, but I do got a nickel weed and a pint of Hennessy.
Oh, see,
you play too many games, cuz. Oh,
he got
sweet. Come on, now.
He got me, D.
So when it comes to love, that's something like that's real passionate, you know what I mean?
But what happens when that love get broken?
I mean, sometimes you fall in and out of love. Sometimes you mm-hmm. gonna be in love. Sometimes you ain't. But at the end of the day,
wait, clean.
You didn't have that love. That love was real. I bet
people
you that.
Can walk away clean and be like, okay, I see it every day. Maybe, well, I see it on TV every day. How these people just go on and talk to the next person. Everybody don't do that.
But see, that's just like, you know what I'm saying, just speaking in general terms, like your kids or something. You love your kids. That ain't no game. You love your parents. That ain't no game. You
it's,
love your brothers or
love.
You love your friends. That ain't
God,
no game. You don't play with that love.
I love them like that because I know they ain't going nowhere. They can't go nowhere. And them the only person's name tattooed on me. My boys, them my men right there because I know they ain't going nowhere.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's why I say love's not a game because, well, if I
hey,
love you, I love you strong and I love you for real, man. I ain't got time
call
to say my love, man, because you
let's
get your
see
head
if we can sprinkle this caller with some knowledge. What's going on? Hold on.
Come get me a little piece of bread.
Oh, wait a minute, hold up. You trying to fix a little sandwich?
Uh-oh.
Who made a bologna sandwich while they was on air like that?
Okay, Hot Talk Radio, what's up?
Oh, this Eat Talk Radio, which one is it? What's going on, 770559?
Uh-oh.
They
oh, they put a music in the background?
Oh no.
Only in Hot Dog Radio. It's all, you know what? You take the bitter with the sweet, baby. Only in Hot Dog Radio.
Oh no.
You probably would listen to me face, hit the number one, and brought him in because I was on another page and I didn't even see the hand up. So I probably took too long.
But, you know, all I'm saying is you're going to love your family unconditionally anyway because they're your family. Where can they go? You can get mad with them. Y'all going to be right back the next day. Or the next 2 weeks, whatever, y'all still going to be family. That's
you
unconditional
know what I mean?
Love. I'm talking about these outsiders just to get
Pat,
in a relationship
a
with.
So what you're saying is when you're in a relationship with somebody, whoever gets tired first, that's when the games begin.
I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying this is how the game go. God damn it. You meet somebody for the first time, it's going to be all cookies and cream, sugars and goddamn strawberries.
You feel like it's cookies and cream.
But that ain't no love that you play with. That's why you protect your heart, because you're trying not to fall in love. You're trying not to play with your love, because that's why people protect their heart, because they're protecting the love that they have, and they don't want nobody to try to fuck up. You know what I mean? That's why when niggas out here be cheating, such niggas like myself, you know what I'm saying, fuck around on these hoes out here, these hoes be ready to bust my head because I be playing with their love like that. You know what I'm saying? Don't play with y'all. You just don't
but you know what, cuz? Hey, cuz, while you doing that shit, I need you to also be aware and always know that two can play that game.
Tears, and she whispered in my ear.
sleep with no Victoria. Sexy now on my sofa. Intoxicated, not sober. Drunk off emotions mixed with lust. They both upstairs, they broke our trust. Passionate with every thrust. Climaxing with every touch. They heard them all, they woke them up. They getting dressed now in a rush. Footsteps coming down the steps, they both seen us. Had a look on the face like they was just starstruck. Two can play that game.
ATL, reach your ears across the world. It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your speaker. Check us out on Sunday, then again on Tuesday. Check us out Thursday, same time every day. 9 to 11, we are doing it. Big, big thing, Hot Talk Radio.
Hot Talk Radio.
Well, world, that's the game Thursday. Back by popular demand. That's right. You read the title correctly. And yes, I have started to take my drugs. What's new? Well, tonight is part two from Tuesday. Game. Any specific amusement or sport? Okay. Or sport involving competition under rules. A scheme or plan, a business or job, especially one involving risk. Topic, what are some of the games that you have played? Have you ever played a game that you didn't realize you were playing until it was over? Have you ever coached someone as they played a game? How do you handle lost games? All right, world, let the games begin. Let's play. Fat?
Yeah, ma'am.
DJ Sweet?
All ready.
Slick Mike? Uh-oh. Slick Mike?
You told me to shut the hell up.
No, hold up. I got something better for you. Dow.
I knew you were going to try to shoot me, you damn asshole.
You ain't just not knowing I was no asshole. Nigga, I was born one. Now play that game.
Jerk.
I love you too.
I love you more? Shit. That's my motherfucking mic right there. He crazy as fucking hell. I can't get a word in with his ass on here. I'm finna play some games, y'all. Let's play some games.
Who
are
you calling?
I'm finna play some games. Who can play that game? That's what
DJ Sweet said. I always try to call somebody.
Mm-mm. You know me. I like to play games. That's what I do. I'm letting me.
Mm-mm.
I mean,
it takes two to play, man.
Yeah, and I guess they don't answer. They're playing with me, huh?
Some people you can mess with the games that way. Everybody don't be feeling like playing sometimes, man. You just got to feel
hello?
Like
hello?
Hi, Tom. It is.
Okay, I see now. I'm going to have to play some games.
Who did you call? Y'all let me know.
Hi, already? Stop playing games.
Stop playing games, ho. But I'm just saying, because, I mean, it like this right here. I feel like the games begin when somebody gets bored.
Baby, so trust me, that ain't the reason why they why stuff happens. Cause you can be doing goddamn cartwheels, and if this nigga or this girl want to do something else, they gonna do it.
Well, then it's you like get a big old game. They don't want to be down.
They want to try stuff. They want to try new stuff.
I mean, I agree with y'all when it comes to playing a game, life as a game, all this and that. A player like myself can co-sign with the game, but one thing I won't play with is love, man. You know what I'm saying? That's just something I can't play with, even myself. I don't want nobody
that's
to play with
me. That's so sweet of you, cuz. I really appreciate that.
Your cuz full of shit. He lying.
I see, cause he just said that. Dr. Eno just checked in. Can you say detention or possibly suspension?
I had to
check out. You ain't got a lot of kicking, boo-boo.
I'm for real.
Dr. Eno, you was somewhere playing games.
No, I had to take care of some business right quick, you know.
Mm-hmm. Was it the whip game?
nah.
It might be a whip game.
Nah, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't none of that.
If it was a perfect, everything would be perfect. But
I'm gonna experiment right quick, y'all. So just keep going. I'm gonna experiment with the system.
But since it's not, it ain't no telling what can happen. That's just how I see it.
Well, I know what game I like to play. I like to play the game with calling some of my old flames and old school girls and see if I could get back with them and shit like that, knowing that
wait,
I can't.
That's why I said, y'all, that's the big one.
That's the game I play. I'm just going to call you knowing that you ain't going to fuck with me no more, knowing you ain't going to give me no more of that pussy. I'm still
going to email that, yeah, because my nigga going to call me today. I ain't talk to him and go out no way and talking about we gonna get together. That gonna be the last time for Ray he talked to me. If my number still.
I admit that. I got 500 on it.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. Woo. Just tell me how you want it.
Damn. Like gonna put a pimp out of business. I might have got down something about at your ass while you come up with 500 strong.
ain't I like it for that. What 500?
I'm y'all. I'm experimenting with something.
I'm trying to twinkle, that's all.
Hey, Mike, you know where it's the ball. You finna have all run around with somebody nigga 500. Shit. I don't say shit. You know everything done went up now.
Yeah, I know, right?
Everything done went up.
Damn, so.
You know what? I went to Club Chocolate on open mic night, and these hoes that, let me stop, these females was up there rapping. You know what they're rapping about?
That house.
They selling pussy. They said they got a pussy truck. Hey, mother son, selling pussy.
I should have been able to get their number.
Have
y'all heard this song? Have y'all heard this song by Coco Brown called "Fuck My Face"?
What? Where you get that from?
It's the girl named Coco Brown out, man. Up and coming artist, man. She got a song called "Fuck My Face," man.
Oh, I ain't heard it.
Wait a minute, she wants somebody to fuck her face, or
she wants somebody to fuck her face. Yes, she does. Yes, she does.
Do you do that? I mean, I got some ideas, but
She need to be a super bitch. She need to be one, because that motherfucker, that boy.
Who? Coco?
Yeah.
Who is Coco? Oh, I see it.
What?
Really?
Oh, y'all gone. Excuse me.
Oh, yeah, you need to come across the drugs. You need to take a breather.
I was politicking. Excuse me.
Name them.
I'll make a move.
It's a lot of people where they have inner super bitchness or inner beauty. But that doesn't make them.
What the fuck are you?
That doesn't make them.
Inner super bitchness. I never heard no shit like that.
They said the beauty is within, so all that shit might be in the inside. They might look one way on the outside, but, we can't discriminate.
Cute as hell. That might not even be no super bitch. That might just be square as hell, but pretty as fuck.
Playing up on one side, wait for everybody. That don't mean they no super bitch, because they pretty. What really have prettiness got you these days?
I'm trying to figure out what the fuck this got to do with the game.
Because that you erase the motherfuckers if they ugly.
That's the game. That's the games I play.
Yeah, that's too many.
Nah, y'all know I ain't erasing nobody. You know I don't judge people by how they look. But you know I gotta act like that. Can y'all let me be a bitch? Damn.
All right, bitch.
Y'all said that trying to make me nice and shit. I'm not nice. I'm Lady Libra. That's
what I
know,
girl. I know that.
Shout out to Showstopper. So
don't shoot us.
Oh goddamn.
What?
Okay. She's gonna start that shit again tonight.
Okay.
Well, at least until you start playing games.
Then she got a polo. I love you, polo. I love you, polo. Ain't nobody like you, polo.
What is polo?
That's what I tell all my men. That's the games I play. I learned it from my cousin, DJ Sweet. That's what he told me to do.
I'm telling y'all something, man. If y'all like him, man, and y'all were one person, man, you was a fool, man.
Whoa.
What happened
to love?
It is
cause.
Don't come on out, Tiger.
I'm trying to tell you. How y'all folks were one person, man. When
come on out, Tiger.
That person, man, you lose yourself. Everybody who stay committed with one person, man, you pretty much lose yourself, man. You know what I mean? You put yourself in a lose-lose situation.
Oh, wow.
I vowed when I was 13, never fall in love again, man. I ain't did a thing.
Damn.
Hold on, nigga. You didn't fall in love at 13, did you?
Hell yeah. Nigga, I had met a 10th grader and an 8th grade coming to the football and basketball game, man. I thought I was too much, man. I'm one of the few ones who could say they had a high school girl come to a middle school football, basketball game, man. But everybody ain't no P.I. like your boy, though. You know what I mean?
Shit.
I'm going to have to write you up for aggravated pimping.
I'm going to get good, down bad.
What y'all don't understand is, all my game come from the female. You know what I mean? Everything that I do come from female. But see, that's a secret. Don't nobody know that. I ain't mean to talk that, man. My bad. I know that. That's all by myself.
He was on the phone in a private conversation. Didn't even realize he was on air.
I ain't mean to talk that. My bad.
I told Piper, come on out. Now let it go. Dr. N.O. 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 Dr
Well, you can't have me. You can't have me.
I know I can have you.
Of
course I can handle you.
What?
Damn, Miss Fat, they handling you. They handling you, Miss Fat. You got to do something about that.
I can handle that. I bet you I can handle that.
I don't think so, Mike.
How much you want to put on it?
Well, we can try it now. How much you got on? You got 5 on it, so shit, I'm winning.
That's all I got.
I said, that make it interesting, all right?
So I got a question. So you saying that parents teach their children the game the same way they potty train them? This is how you do relationships. You do this, you do that. They teach them the game the same way they potty train. This is it's part of life's lessons. Is that what y'all saying? Because mama didn't teach me the game.
My mama ain't taught me no game.
No. Everybody people don't teach them the game, but you got nose-ass kids like myself who always got them looking and trying to find shit and ended up just knowing the game, folks.
Yeah,
that's true.
Pretty much.
That is true.
Pretty much.
I'm going to tell you, Shada, my mama was the biggest P.I. that I know, Shada, so all my game come from her, man. So I'm tell you like this. If a nigga came to my house, man, he was coming out the pocket with $5 or something, man, back in the day when my mama was out there. He's going
to
give me $5, man. He's going to give me some goddamn candy money. Hell yeah, Shada.
Okay.
That's what I learned from my mama.
My mama,
in return,
I take part of that from her, but I'm not soft-hearted. I am, but not when it comes to stuff that I need and what I'm trying to get and what I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
See, my mama, she probably let everything go and be like, okay, me.
See, like I said, all my mama niggas is goddamn broke bread with me, same way now that I do my hoes. All my hoes, they might not break bread with my little girls, but they buy my little girl shit. They take my little girl to the movies and do all types of shit like that, man. We get fresh kits and, you know what I'm saying?
And you on the ass saying this shit.
That's how we do it, man. I got my game from
my
mom.
Well, see, that's why it ain't game, because it's who he is. And it's real.
And that's why I came by now. Damn.
And I'm sagging, man. I knew they need to make a machine, goddamn. You see a nigga, goddamn, you can tell what the fuck. Ooh, what the fuck going on?
But see, y'all looking for squares. Y'all ain't looking for no real G's
right.
Like this.
Right. You know what I'm looking for?
Y'all looking for them bust-ass niggas, man. You know what I mean? Y'all don't want no real P.I. who's going to keep it real with you, man. That's why Lady Libra don't fuck with that big gangster. You know what I'm saying? That's why Lady Libra don't fuck with that big gangsters right now, man, because she don't want no squat. She don't want no buster.
I tell you every show, man. So
what you're saying is...
I tell them what every show calls. You tell them every show, man. I need me a man who can keep me in check or who can put me in check. I don't need no man who I can just cuss out. You know what you be saying, Cole. You know what I mean?
I wanted you to sprinkle them with it, Cole. And we got a caller we finna sprinkle some shit with. What's going on, 706? Hello, 706?
Oh, no, he did?
The caller was tripping tonight. What's wrong with him?
Caller?
706? Hello?
Can they hear you?
I think A Slick Mike, I think people keep calling from the cemetery.
That's what I think.
They're playing games. I'm gonna
treat those don't be calling me because I don't want to talk to you.
I mean,
I don't
see
nobody from the cemetery.
Okay,
well,
hold on,
we don't
want
to hear that TV.
I muted them. Dr. N.O.
Yeah.
Was that one of your callers? Because 706, you got a friend but got an area called 706.
Nah, that ain't him. That ain't him.
What's up, N.O.?
What's happening, babe?
What's up, baby?
Chillin'.
Hey, Fat. Miss Fat. I'm the only one that got 5 on me, so back up.
I do apologize for the switchboard being overloaded, but however, if you're able to listen, please listen through the internet www.blogtalkradio.com/hottalkradio, and it's live throughout the internet. I'm sorry that the lines are full, but this what we, that's what we want. Shit, I mean, I can't say what. Damn, I mean, who wants to listen to something no one else wants to listen to? I mean, the fact that we have millions of listeners.
It's like, who wants somebody that somebody else don't want?
That's a game, Shawty. That's a game.
Game, Shawty.
Hey, cuz. You know what? I meant to text. Uh-oh, y'all. Can you say detention? Hold on. Where you been? Why you late?
Hi, radio and everybody.
And she high. Didn't I tell y'all no smoking on show night?
Hey, I'm going to call down for a second.
Now, you keep your ass on here. You just blow smoke in the phone here.
The world.
Just what the hell are you talking about?
She's so hot, she don't know my name right now.
I'm going to say the same thing.
You know what, dude? I ain't
this shit
tonight.
Same thing.
Hey, you fucked up, baby. You don't even know what you're talking about.
No. I'm finna say, what the hell? You lost me, Juicy.
Juicy,
I can pick up on it, but you just lost me.
Hey, Juicy, just take a deep breath.
That's it, Charlotte. I
want to
hear that shit, cuz.
Hey, cuz, it ain't wackadocious. I can promise you that it ain't wackadocious.
That's it, Charlotte, for real. That shit, so I got her sound like she's feeling good as hell.
Hey, she's like, talking about the world. All I heard is something about the world.
The world, yeah. That's all I heard.
Y'all know I can't laugh.
I was telling the world, hey.
Oh, she said, hey, well. We see you didn't get that hey part out. We just heard the world.
That's all right, dude. Them listeners tune in to hear you high, baby. Don't you worry about it. Don't you worry about it, because don't nobody say that with fat calling you high.
I don't call it high, girl. Don't put that on me.
You know, you high now.
What's the
topic? What I do. I ain't gonna lie. I got smoke.
What's
man.
The topic?
Yeah. I'm trying to tell you what topic you have.
Topic.
I got to, Charlotte. I got to smoke, man. If I don't smoke,
can
man,
you tell can you tell her the topic?
The topic is, do you niggas run around here playing these motherfucking games?
Juicy, can I ask you a question, Juicy?
Yeah.
I help you, girl. Juicy, do you feel that love is a game?
I mean, love is what you make of it.
Okay.
You know, I mean, love, you know, love is sacred. Love is for real because, okay, when two people get married, your wedding ring go on that hand, on the left hand, because that's the thing that go to your heart. So love's supposed to come from the heart if it's real.
Oh, I like that. Can anybody tell me that?
You ain't playing with your love, is your mom?
Nah, I ain't playing with my love.
Gotcha. I can come now for you. Man.
I want to know if love's so sacred and real. If 100 motherfuckers, you can meet a motherfucker right there and they'll tell you they love you.
Hell yeah.
You
and
know what?
Mean
you know kind of. What?
Well, they need to quit playing. That ain't love.
Okay, you know what, Seth? They probably love something about you, but they don't love you because they don't know you. So how can they love you? That's right. That's right.
In love. See, that's different. That's why, I tell... My side bitch, you know what I mean, that I love her, but that don't mean I'm in love with her. I just love her, you know what I mean?
You know what? Why even waste your time? You know what I'm saying?
I
don't even tell people that I love them unless I mean it.
I just want to know that everybody see.
I do love them. I said, 'cause I mean, I love them.
But you don't love
that movie.
You don't love the hoes. You don't love the hoes.
Did y'all see that movie? Oh, hate. Did y'all see that movie? Did y'all see how that bitch went crazy when that man? She said she warned him. Don't tell me you love me if you don't mean it. And just to get love you, and then it was on ever since.
But see, that's
because she don't play with love.
Exactly. So this man, just to get some, he not saying, and that's what I won't say all men, and there's some females like her too, just to get what they want, and just they'll say, I love you, and don't mean it. And then other people take it differently, though. Well, it's just a game to them. They might be dead ass for real.
That's
and it's fatal attraction time.
That's
how they get their head.
Love with loss or love with infatuation. Because I feel like if you tell somebody that you love them and you don't mean it, it's still playing a game. It's misleading them and it's going to cause problems. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like, you know what I'm saying, if you don't really love me and it's not for real, don't even tell me, hey, whatever. I love. You know what? You know what? You ain't even got to say love. Love will speak for itself.
You're
right. We got a caller. I like that.
We got a caller, people. What's going on, 4443?
I don't
know what you
just said. Hello? We here. Oh. I have a question. Is it possible to walk away from someone that you truly love, or is it like what Juicy said, infatuation, and maybe you even thought you loved that person?
If you truly
I think you can walk right away from that person.
I don't think that if you truly in love with that person, you're not going to be able to walk right away. But in time, if you really focus on that and that's what you're trying to do, oh, you'll get there now. And then you ain't gonna just, I ain't gonna say you're going to be able to wait just because that person do something, you're going to be like, okay, I ain't in love with him no more. No, it don't work like that.
You know what, Carla, before you walk away, outweigh your good and your bad. You know what I'm saying? If the bad outweigh the good, then, okay, you know, you wasting your time because you worth more than, you know what I'm saying, that what's being presented. So, you know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, you can love something, but love benefits both. So love go please him as well as you. You know, real love, I feel like it's going to be so hard to walk away from that.
Juicy, men love differently than women do.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Exactly.
On the man part of it, if he's feeling like less than a man or he got issues and stuff going on, maybe personally, financially and stuff like that, will he still walk away even if he loves you?
I was in a situation, you know what I mean? I'm speaking from life experience, you know what I mean, to where I was in love with someone, you know what I mean, and it wasn't healthy, you know what I mean? It wasn't healthy for me. And I loved the shit out of this person, but I realized I had to separate myself, you know what I mean, in order to make myself better, you know what I mean? But now, if the relationship is healthy, then why would you want to walk away if you're in love with the person, you know what I mean? But if it's not healthy, then you have to separate yourself, you know what I mean?
Say if you're a man and you lost your job, but so now you're feeling like, well, I can't be the man that I was.
But with me, I wouldn't be like that because, you know what I mean, every woman I've been with, you know what I mean, I made sure that they was taken care of. If they were my man girl, I made sure they were taken care of. So, you know,
me being around a lot of men in my lifetime, I have seen that go on where men lose their job and they feel like they lost their self. So even if you got a good woman and she want to help you, some men don't want that to happen because they feel like that they not doing any, you know, it just, from my experience, what I have thought, because I have brothers and cousins, I hang around a lot of guys, that's what it seemed like to me. They want to hold their own. That's fine. You're going to help them out and all that good, but a man got to stand on his own.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
but
you apply
when
you
love, when you love, can I say it one more time? When you're in love, Carla, sometimes, you know, love is a good thing. Sometimes love can be a bad thing, but sometimes it's right. It's the right thing to do to walk away when your love is causing more pain than it is being more healthy towards your relationship. So sometimes you have to love that person enough to walk away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well spoken.
Okay. And, Carla, I want to say one thing, and then this piece. You know, I can't speak from a man's point of view, but if I really love somebody, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I have lost my job. I have been down financially. That's where the love kick in. I'm not going to shit on you because you in this situation. Love me enough to talk to me and let me know what you going through. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Let me decide if I want to go through this with you or not. Because you have to realize, okay, jobs come and go. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, who's to say that he's not going to get a better job? You know what I'm saying? Then what? You
don't
walk away from this. You know, you don't walk away from somebody that really loves you because you in this situation, the whole world in a situation. I'm in a situation financially. But, baby, I thank God that this recession has not touched me at all.
And that's good game.
Again, that's the woman's point of view. Hey. And that's good game. Woman, 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 hip hop game. Woman, yeah, and bring them drums in. Hip hop game, nigga. Hey, woman, got a dollar in a dream. Watch, nigga. Woman, yeah. Hey, I'm just a Carolina nigga going hard for the bill. I ain't seen six figures, but I feel like a meal. Cause I'm fresh up off the deal, well I chill, never that. I'm the hottest nigga out and you can tell the devil that. Got that crack, went from pebble to that rock, pedal that. So much bass, I mean niggas can't tell where the treble at. On the track, niggas can't keep up, hey look they trailing back. Now these busters couldn't catch up even if I pedal back. Won't lose, bet on that, I'll be in debt forever. Plus whatever niggas say I'm hot, that's like the pot called kettle black. Now these industry niggas like damn, they said all that. Same niggas could have signed me, now they gon' regret all that. Bet on that, this my beat, look how I get on that shit. I'm on it like I own it, cause I sewn it. Needle and thread, hip-hop heads know them drums, express yourself. Hey look, I try to school these niggas, they need extra help. I mean, they just don't get the message, dog, no sense can help. And now I'm on some fuck you niggas, go molest yourself. I'm trying to ball till I fall, catch myself. Then ball again, fall to the floor, dust myself. Do it all again, part of him, sick nigga. Never been a bitch nigga, spit it for them ones like me who never been a rich nigga. Had a dream to make a team and get up off the bitch nigga. You fucking with me, your eyes are slimmer than a stick, nigga. Hey, get bigger, nigga. Hey, I pay my price. Hey, you should come and get this good game. Hey, you should come and get this good game. Hey, hey, crazy days and nights I gave my life. Hey, you should come and get this good game. Hey, you should come and get this good game. Yeah. Down south, nigga, Lil East Coast flow from the concrete jungle where the trees don't grow. From the Ville where the motherfucking streets so cold. Nigga, I can show you streets where police won't go. We just trying to get a piece, my nigga, we so cold. Why you looking at him wondering why he so dope? Oh, why she smoke crack? Oh, why he so gas? You gotta stay up on your toes cause if your feet go flat, a nigga, he gon' clap. Your heartbeat go flat. The Lord give it, then he take it while he repo that. They don't quiver, they don't shake, man, they just reload. So much beef, but niggas can have a feast on that. Now a nigga like myself ain't had to cheat no yet. But nowadays, motherfuckers is weak, won't scrap. So them OGs tell a nigga, please roll strap. It's fucked up a nigga, man, it bees like that. It bees like that, man, it bees like that. Hey, them boys from the Ville, and yeah, it bees like that. Hey, yeah. Yeah, J. Cole, nigga. Check me out, man, shout out to Hip Hop Game. The warm up. Shout out to my nigga Elite. And that's me on the beat. Yeah. Look out, fuck, fuck that warm up. Watch out, fuck, fuck that warm up. And I'm out. Yeah.
Hello?
Y'all know what? Y'all know what? I mean, you know I had to forget to take myself off mute so I was talking to y'all. Everybody else's mic is open, and I'm just talking. I'm calling everybody's name. I'm like, why ain't nobody saying that? Then I heard somebody say, hello?
Hell no.
I need to
That's
talk
a fine thing.
But I really, Carla, what was that number?
44433?
Were you enlightened or would you like us to continue?
I still don't really have an answer to my question, but I mean, I basically already made a decision.
So you don't run games?
No, I don't play games with people.
Have you ever coached somebody as they play the game?
Huh?
Have you ever coached somebody as they play the game?
Yeah.
You did. Can you elaborate on that with us? I mean, today is That's the Game Thursday. I mean, because I didn't realize that the game existed. Because I was just being myself.
Okay, say if you're a person, you really like a person, so you call them all the time or whatever. You know, you put a lot of effort into it. You know, sometimes they may answer your phone call. Sometimes they may answer your text. Sometimes they won't. They may send you the voicemail. They may tell you their phone died, you know, overnight, just whatever. But the minute you be like, okay, I'm sick of this, you stop calling them, you stop texting them, then they start. It's all a game because everybody wants you to run behind them. And then when you stop running behind them, it's like, hey, what's up? Where this person at?
Yep.
Like old boy said earlier, sometimes I call my exes just to see what they going to say. It's just a game.
Yeah, I do that for fun.
And there you have it.
So I decided to just be by myself because I'm tired of playing games.
Me too. That's why I'm by myself, baby. I am free. I'm having a bachelorette party.
Everything is, so it's never a genuine situation. All of it is game.
I mean, you may run into it eventually, but hell, by that time, shit, you tired of trying. Because you done played so many games.
I kind of feel the caller, but the caller, to answer your question, though, it is right to leave a person. It is right to leave a person when you love them. Sometimes when your love is causing more pain than it is helping your relationship, you know what I mean? So that's one instance that I can say it is right to leave a person even though you do love them, you know what I mean? You have to love them enough to walk away. That's what I want to say, you know what I mean? When it's
when you're talking to a person, is it just you and that person or is you and that person and everybody else?
See, I don't do all that because I don't need anybody else in my business. If I'm talking to you, it's just me and you.
Be doing all that.
You're in a relationship and you goddamn arguing every goddamn day, you motherfucking fighting all the time, you always got to goddamn have to, you're always just going back and forth with each other. But you do love each other at the same time. But sometimes it is, you do have to love that person to walk away, like for myself. You know what I'm saying? One of my old girls, you know what I mean? When I had lost my job and were broke when breaking that in, I had don't try to square up and be with her and shit. And when I did that, I was getting chumped off all the goddamn
time. I remember
that,
cuz. You want me to see that?
I'm about to do that shit. Hell yeah. This recently. So I go through this shit every day. So, you know what I mean? She loved me enough to be able to let me go. You know what I'm saying? For me to do my thing. That's why I appreciate my female players for doing shit like that to the PI. But you have to let people go sometimes when you love them, though. You do. Sometimes you do have to love them enough to let them go.
Yep.
And just like Juicy said, you know what I mean, you got to outweigh the bad with the good. If the bad outweighs the good, then you know you got to leave. You know what I mean? But if the good outweighs the bad, you know what I mean, then you might as well just stick around because, you know, it ain't going to be bad forever. You know what I mean? Just,
that is not always true. The good outweighing the bad because it, whatever you looking at it, if he doing good and he still doing dirt, that ain't worth shit. If he still doing dirt, yeah, buying this, doing this, helping you with this, whatever the case may be. If you looking at that as being something good because he buying you or giving you, that ain't worth 2 cents, and he's still out there doing, or she's still out there fucking everybody and doing what the hell they want to do. That's just like a gift for making up for doing something. You might as well say, here, babe, I'm finna go out and do this. I'll be back.
Now, you might as well go ahead and
just drop an obituary and be like, hell, fuck it.
Exactly. You putting up with it. So that is no good in that he or she is buying things or doing this for you. Yeah, they're going to do that. They're going to do that to stay in good. But if they love really and truly genuine, though, will you be able to put up with it?
Well,
so
it's not that type of
shit. So I'm by
my... It's not that type of shit. Go on.
Go ahead.
It's not that type of situation, but just one of the co-hosts told me that I was wrong. Because the person having... You know, okay, because say, for instance, like when I say personal issues, like their mother is like dreadfully ill, so they're kind of dealing with that. They're dealing with job situations, other things in their family. They don't really, they have bigger fish to fry, basically, than to be worried about a relationship right now. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Okay, like real serious, you know, life stuff. If you worried about your mom and whatever, I mean, that's real deep. You know what I'm saying? But because of that, you have good days and bad days. So you may decide, I'm going to talk to her on Monday. Then you might go all day Tuesday. Don't call me, don't text, even respond to my texts. Then you'll wake up Wednesday, good morning. So I finally said, okay, the heck with all this. I'm done with it because even though you're going through stuff, does that mean you're going to shut me out all the time? It means, because like you say, it's ups and downs in life. So say for instance, your mom get a full recovery, your job situation work out, okay, bam, now we back on again. Say 3 years from now, something hit the roof again. Am I going to be shut out again? So I said, if this is the kind of person that they are, because some people, I had a friend like that. She likes to deal with things on her own. She'll lock herself in the closet till she figure it out. Then she'll, you know what I'm saying, start that talking. But I'm not that type of person. If I want to beat up for you, stand by you, help you, I don't expect you to shut me out because you're having good days and bad days. But somebody told me that I wasn't being understanding, that I'm going to just deal with it because I know they're going through stuff. So basically, I put the person on call block saying, you don't need to call me no more because I can't be on this roller coaster ride with you. But
I don't
really
think
do love the person.
Because that's not being fair to you. That
if
I
she,
thank
you.
She don't play games, though. She don't play games. You know what I'm saying? So she's basically
and
just
I have a mate. I'm not going to – well, like I say, that goes back to women – have different feelings than men. Women wouldn't do that. I know I wouldn't. If I got a old man, he done lost his job or whatever the case may be, I'm not going to just do him any kind of way. But on the other hand, I know some men will do that.
But see, she just said basically she don't play no games. So basically, better was playing games because he was going through personal issues within himself. 9 times out of 10, if a nigga going through a personal issue within himself, he going to need his girl or somebody, his mate, to be there for comfort more than anything. Most
and
niggas
you know.
Is not going to run away from their mate. You know what I'm saying? So she basically just went and gone for his game that he was trying to run on her and said, fuck you, nigga, you playing too much. You're playing with me. You know what I mean? So that's congratulations on you for recognizing game. You know what I'm saying? And not falling for it. You know what I mean?
And I must say, and I must say, you know, like, my man just said, you know, congratulations to you. You recognize the game. But then, too, you know, like you said, you know, every man, when they go through a situation like that, they won't find out about his side. I know that's me, you know. But, you know, then you got some people that's like, you know, like you said, shut it out. And then they come back, oh, hey, how you doing? They got time for that. So my personal thing is you did the right thing. You
do need personal space sometimes. I ain't saying not all niggas don't need personal space. Some niggas do need personal space, but that's only when you got there being overwhelmed or you being overcrowded. You know what I mean? You don't just use space to begin space. That means when you just need a break sometimes. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, let me.
So,
fellas,
do y'all think that it's another woman and he running game to get rid of
her?
Or do you?
It could be.
I do. Could be that.
He could be.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to jail. I'm getting advice. I'm like, okay.
I mean, hey.
So, Carl, I have a company called KBI, the Something Bureau of Investigation. I won't give out the full name. If you need to hire that company to investigate this song, bitch, to see if he got another woman and trying to run game, I will pull you in the private room and give you that information. Proceed.
But no, see, I'm better was running game. Go ahead, you know. You got it, bro.
Yeah, I've been through a little situation.
The game?
I'm gonna put my little business out there in the world for me, you know what I mean? Cause I'm trying to help this call out. You feel me?
Anything won't do nothing for
our
radio.
I was going through a real, real bad situation in my life once upon a time, you know what I mean? And it went on for maybe 2-3 years, you know what I mean? And I seen, and my girl, she wanted to be there for me, you know what I mean? But she didn't know how to, the situation was too big for her, you know what I mean? And I seen what kind of strain and, you know, how it was draining her, you know what I mean? And I was a man to say, well, look, baby, look. You know, we're going to go our separate ways, you know what I mean, until I get my shit together, you know what I mean? And if it's really meant for us, we'll eventually come back together, you know what I mean? And that's what I loved her enough to let her go, you know what I mean? So I won't continue to drain her, you know what I mean, put all this strain in her life, put all this stress in her life, you know what I mean? And if he's a real man and he really loves you, you know what I mean, and he's going through a whole bunch of bullshit right now, he would tell you, look, babe, I'm going through a whole lot right now, you know what I mean? And shit. I think it's best for us to go outside. I love you, but, you know what I mean, I don't want to stress you out. You feel me? You did, you know what I mean? So I best is to go out separate ways. If it's really meant for us to be together, we're going to be together. You know what I mean? And that's what I used to tell my girl, you know what I mean? I used to tell her all the time, look, it's meant for us to be together. So regardless, whatever happens, we're not going to go. We might split up for a little while, but eventually we're going to get back together. You did? So, you know what I mean?
Send this out. Where ho go for that bullshit? Y'all be fucking up y'all.
Between y'all want y'all space and the nigga need to goddamn get away. That means you want your space. You want your space to go fuck with somebody else. You don't want to fuck with your nigga right now.
And some niggas the same way. They ain't going for that either. See, I'm finna tell you, oh, I think we need space. Space? Oh, okay. Either that or they going to say, oh, we need space. You playing a game like that now? Okay, well, let's run it.
Run it.
Run it.
So if a person needs space, that's a game.
Yeah, man, that's a game. They need space for what?
But she knew it wasn't a game because, like I say, you know, we tried to go through it. We tried to work through the situation together, and it was putting a strain on her.
Yeah,
you know,
I understand. But some females don't understand it, and they just think you're trying to run game, mate.
Yeah. But see, anytime you be with one person and only one person, you're going to run a strain on somebody anyway. That's why you should take the rules for the P.I., get you five to six girls.
Wait, all right, let me get all five on that
one. You get a little bit from
sprinkle
everybody of a long time.
Sprinkle,
you know
what
I mean?
I ain't trying to feel like that.
You be with one person, the only one person, you're going to drain the shit out their ass, you're going to get on their nerve. But if you got your three or four mates that you can goddamn spread out throughout the week, then you can goddamn keep that shit going over time for longevity.
I just want to co-sign that, what you talk about. You know what I mean? When I first got with this person, you know, I used to be a hoe. And I said, well, look, yeah, I used to be
get
a hoe. I used to be a hoe. You know what I mean? So when I first got with the person, I said, well, look, I'm going to try this being with that one lady thing. Just being with one person, and that's it. And I did that shit. You know what I mean? And that shit, it drove me crazy. But see, when I got me something on the side, you know what I mean? That shit was beautiful.
Bitch,
you know,
number
mean?
One,
that's
bitch,
it.
Number two.
And that's it. So that shit fun too.
Is that a game too?
Is that a game when you have more than one? Is that a game? Yeah, it's a game because it's fun. You got to sneak around. Some people don't have to sneak.
When
you're cheating, you got to sneak. Put it like that. You know what I mean?
You keep on sneaking around. She gonna be right there, damn, look at your ass. And every time you turn around, you gonna see her at every corner that you turn. Hell no, I ain't gonna do it.
Teach me how to sneak, baby. I don't give a fuck. I don't play games. I can get you. Y'all want to get something in my room and sneak it. Sprinkle them, boom. Somebody, and they smell, don't know. Oh, that turned me on. I can get you. Look, honey. Dry your pussy and dry your ass.
Like I said, this past 500, whenever you ready, don't lie over.
Now he that he dick in his hand. Go ahead, cuz, sprinkle him.
I'll save it for the next show.
For those listening to PG portion of the now it's Triple X.
I'll save it for the next show of the holiday, you know what I'm saying?
Now, cuz, sprinkle him.
You can go all night, man, you know
what I'm saying? You got to sprinkle him, cuz. You got to sprinkle him. The switchboard is fucking loaded. And listen, Miss Fat Wet Pussy and the way I... Pimp motherfuckers and the way you do shit, the switchboard is high. They want to know. Sprinkle them, cause teach them how to sneak.
Okay. If y'all want to sneak, this is what you do.
Get your pencil and paper, audience. World.
You get your top five draft picks.
Ooh.
Okay. You call all top five draft picks. And what you do, you make your operation first come, first serve. And that's how you sneak.
I'm confused.
I'm not gonna give you the details on how to do it, but take your five draft picks, set up some appointments, and you do first come, first serve.
Man, I'm too old for that. I'm ready to.
But then you're not gonna get all five. You're only gonna get two to three at the most. You know what I'm saying?
I can't handle goddamn one. Goddamn trying.
Okay.
It's goddamn two. Okay, three. Yeah. I done lost my damn mind.
Got it. You know, your mic is up. We got a caller, y'all, 904. What's going on, 904?
Fuck that. All five of them motherfuckers going to show up, and they're going to come in that bitch one at a time and wait their motherfucking turn.
Oh, shit.
Are you calling yourself Sprinkle?
Oh, damn.
You're going to stand out there, and you're going to like it, goddammit, till your turn come up.
No, this is how your PI do it right here, man. All my girls are not in the same facility, man. You know what I mean? I go from city to city, state to state with mine. None of my hoes will bump heads, man. None of mine will bump heads. If any of my hoes bump heads, it'll be all three of my baby mamas, and we have to bump heads. Yeah.
I need all five of them to go shopping for me because some of them know what I like. I need them to coordinate all that shit together. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that shit.
Okay, Miss Pat, I'm scheduling you for 11 o'clock.
Oh,
PM.
Shit.
Shout out
Miss
Pat,
you got an appointment when the show go off. You got an appointment. Oh, my goodness. So that's
Miss
the game. So what you telling me, cuz, that I need to get my top five. I can't have no more than five, because you know I like 50 men at a time.
No,
you know I'm a collector of men. Some people collect
given
day. I collect men.
But see, me, this is how I do it. What I do, I take my first three throughout any day of the week. I would take me three girls out the day. And now sometimes I will fuck three girls in one day sometimes.
Damn, your back strong as hell.
I'm
glad
to,
like hell we cousins.
Some girls need servicing, man. I need servicing. Some girls need servicing, man. So, you know, it's up to me to do the tune-up. You know what I mean?
Sometimes you gotta take it for the team. I feel you, dog.
No, we talking.
I got something to say.
Okay, go ahead.
It's easier for guys to run game because what they do in the beginning, they spend all the time to reel you in. So then they find out your schedule. Hello.
I don't agree.
They find out your schedule. And they try to come to your spot all the time and get comfortable where they can pop in, do whatever, blah, blah, blah. When they sit for you and they ready to go on and start adding more people on their team, they come up with excuses. They working late. I'm going by the gym. I'm going to go play basketball. It be all this. So
I don't agree with that.
Y'all just don't want to know y'all secrets. Y'all may stop by for a little while, then y'all leave and go on where y'all going. That way, if she drives by,
is motherfucker still using the I'm working late line? Is nigga still using that?
Hey, ain't nobody coming in here. If you come in here, you stay overnight. If you know you can't stay overnight, you need not come. That's why ain't nobody coming up in here.
They got their own shit going on.
You ain't even come up here and conversate and leave. If we having a conversation, you still gonna have to stay.
I say females run the most games for the simple fact that y'all are more secretive. Y'all know how to run the game. Y'all have to realize that we get that game from y'all. You know what I'm saying? I got female homegirls who teach me how to pimp these hoes. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't know how to do this if I get it from no female.
Women are more loyal.
Hold on. Stop everybody. Hold on 1 second. Because I got to do this, and then we're coming back. I just feel like I just got to play this one song and then bring everybody back in and continue this because I feel like the game should be over, but the way y'all talking, it never fucking stops.
It never fucking stops.
gloves on the black bean. I'm getting paid cause I do all the work. It's rainy days if we don't move all our work. We go for surgery. I'm on the block, fam, in the cream drop lamb. Most of y'all cats with deals, y'all ain't hot, man. I'm about to do it again, you about to lose it again. It's show and tell, motherfucker.
I'm trying to figure out how to. Why I gotta just have five? Can I do 10? Cause.
Hey man, you can do how many you want, man. How many you can handle, man? It's all on
okay.
You, man.
Okay.
Lady Libra, I can.
Yeah, man.
Okay, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, if you loyal and honest from the start, then, I mean, you can either be a man or a woman, but a woman will be willing to put up with a whole lot of shit from a man, you know what I'm saying, versus is with this man put up with a lot of stuff from a woman. Okay, that's why I would say that women are more loyal. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I feel like, you know what I'm saying, everybody should do whatever they want to do, whatever make you happy. Since everything, you know what I'm saying, is a game, you know what I'm saying? Just play it till you find out what's real. You know what I'm saying? But a game is when you can just turn your back on somebody like they don't mean it. You know what I'm saying? That's a game. What's real. They go uphold you. Whatever, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if you who you is, so what? I'm going to accept you for who you is because it's real like that. But that's why I limit my people very limited in my life. Yeah.
I let it all go for you right now.
See, there you go playing games.
Hang on, you comment.
There you go, play a game.
Let it all go for you right here, right now. Right here on High Talk Radio.
If you play a game, get your head busted.
It's all real, baby.
I ain't gonna even come.
Ain't nothing wrong with busting heads. Gotta get out
there. What you gotta say?
Ain't nothing wrong with busting chairs either, Mike.
See. Is the caller 44433 on here? Dr. N.O.? See, I can't
okay,
see the switch. No, I didn't hang anybody up because I left everybody mic open because I knew that that's why I was trying to get the last song in because I knew it was finna stop me from bringing
the
mic. So I told him to hold on. We was coming right back. That's why I didn't shut anybody down. My Eva.
Okay.
That's the game. Thursday. That's what I'm talking about.
Man, it was hot.
I mean, I feel so bad for playing games now. I didn't know I was playing games. So So this 9040, have you ever played? Have you ever coached somebody as they played a game?
Coach, I coach them all the time.
Oh, so you be like, go tell her this. Okay, now you do that. So did y'all win?
I just tell them to follow my lead. You know what I'm saying? In order to be an effective coach, you got to be able to do it yourself. You got to be able to show them first and then let them go. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
Just tell them
and that's what you
ain't,
and that's what you believe. That's your motto that you live by.
You got to. Everybody got to be shown something. You know what I'm saying? Why I'm a leader, not a follower.
Wow. Juicy, have you ever coached somebody on the game?
No, I mean, why would I coach somebody to play a game? You know, I don't play games like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what is that? I mean, if you go play a game, you don't need no coaching to play. Just play. I mean, it's for play anyway.
So play.
There go my ego.
Some people like to be the best at what they, if they're going to play, they want to be the best. You know what I'm saying? Some people don't play to lose. Some people play to win. So you got to give it to coaches that's winning, you know what I'm saying, and find out what they're doing. Because a lot of people play, but they lose. Every time they try to get in the game, they lose. And they get their head bust, just like you said. You know what I'm saying? But some people play the game forever and never get touched, you know what I'm saying? Besides maybe one, because everybody, if you're doing your job, you probably got caught at least one time, you know what I'm saying?
But the game ain't for everybody to play.
It ain't. That's why people get need
no
coaches. That's why they need coaches, because everybody ain't got it naturally.
Oh.
Wow.
So what you're saying is basically, because I didn't know I played games, because I just be myself. But anytime I tell somebody something that I don't mean, from my heart, I'm playing a game.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought I was just telling lies.
It's all different
types of
games.
So telling lies
is a game.
That's why LL Cool J said.
What LL said, I forgot.
Well, he's like, when I'm alone in my room, sometimes I sit at the wall. I have played many hard. I ain't playing no night.
And I said to myself, look what you done to her. Oh.
Yeah, they're like that.
You believe that?
Definitely breaking
you
down.
You said that?
I just thought he was writing a nice song to make some money. I didn't know he meant to.
Ooh,
so do y'all, I know the females can vouch for this. Do you remember back in the day you had that one song that used to come on that you used to call, you used to cry about when it come on?
Why?
Yeah, you'd be like,
I still do.
That my
I
song.
Still do.
You know what? You weren't supposed to tell nobody, you still cry.
That first slow song, the first time I heard Juicy voice and that next slow song came on, I cried every time I hear it. So I'm like, damn, that's what me and Juicy met.
Oh, damn.
That shit fucked
go
me up every
Juicy.
Time.
Juicy said she don't play no motherfucking game, baby. Oh, shit. It's like, you know what? High Top Radio is off the motherfucking chains tonight. Long hammers.
Well, Juicy, I was going to set up my appointment with you, but...
Oh, look at you. You have five on it for Miss Pat. You can't talk no shit.
Woo, boy.
Too
bad.
Well, I didn't know the game. I mean, I know people be saying... The game is to be sold, not to be told. And I was sitting there like, what the hell do you mean? I should pay you for giving me advice? Is that what they mean?
Hell yeah.
So what's the price? How much do it cost? Because I need to make sure I save up enough money so I can pay it.
Well, how about radio get a free discount? You know what I mean?
Oh, HTR get a discount?
Hot Talk Radio get a free discount for your button, man. I consult Hot Talk Radio for free.
Ain't gonna cost you but a little time.
Play the game. But if you go play the week, I always come out on top. Because I like to be on top, not the bottom. I can't even play no games like that.
I told them. They think I be talking shit when I tell them, keep your man dick in your mouth, and that way it won't be in nobody else. They think I be talking, they think I be speaking some foreign language, but that's the truth. You know what I'm saying? You don't play games when it's under your man. You just don't play games.
They better understand it.
Because whatever you ain't doing, it's somebody else that don't want to play games that's going to do it.
That's right.
That's just like any coach, man. If I got a player and my player is not producing, I will find me another player to come produce.
Yeah. We're going to sit your ass down for a while until you get your shit together.
That's just the game.
You know why I be on punishment so much?
If you ain't trying to produce, what we putting you in the game for? That's what we got. Why we got a third screen? That's why we got a fourth screen. Because we're going to put somebody in trying to produce.
Oh, I didn't know that's what it's called.
They've been back there dying to get in the game. Got their hand up the whole goddamn game. When can I get in? When can
coach,
I get in?
You going to put me in, coach?
When can I get
right
in?
You saying that's the way the relationship thing goes.
What you say, girl?
Them ain't no real ladies. Them some goddamn homegrass. I do anything as females. A real lady ain't finna be, you know what I'm saying? If anything, you know what I'm saying? You ain't finna put me in the game to play me, and you finna play these guys together.
You know what? That used to be true, baby. That used to be so true until the fact that it came out that it's a shortage of real niggas. Mm. And when that shit came about and them young ladies found out it's a real shortage of real niggas, they'll wait on the motherfucking bench until they turn to that real nigga available. You can believe that.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Got all the real niggas on the phone. You know what I'm saying? They on Hot Talk Radio. We ain't finna let them go.
Hey, tell
him
again.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
female. Standing live, baby.
Well, somebody better get this nigga name out ASAP then, because I'm about to slip and slide.
And I tell you, but that's one thing that I hate coaching the most is a hoe who can't get no good head, man. All that licking
They
were licking. What? You want me to hold classes on how to suck a dick?
You're going to have to bring it. You don't have to put it in their life, man, because some of these girls out here need some help, man. A lot of these good girls out here need some help.
What about the ones who just want to put the head in
and that's it? I'm like, man, what you doing?
But hold up, Pimp. What I'm trying to say is that it's factors to that. See, if I can get the fellas to step it up a little bit, then I can get the ladies to oblige them. Like, say, for instance, you know, y'all like us to keep our pussy shade, inside, out, ass, and everything. Y'all want everything jet bow. Okay,
yeah.
We do too. So if y'all get it off, then, you know what I'm saying, they won't mind deep open. You know what I'm saying? Because when you deep throat and you hitting the bush, that's a turn off. You see what I'm saying?
I can't.
You know what I'm saying? If you do it with love. Do it gentle. You know what I'm saying? Do it like you care. Keep it buddy.
Eye contact.
You know
what I'm saying? You say make eye contact, Juicy. You say make eye contact.
They're like that.
Should I take it out and then talk to it and then start back sucking it?
Just like that, hit on
the toys,
the house, and everything. Please, this man. You know what I'm saying? If you go
go
do it,
Juicy.
I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing like you laying in the bed with your man and, you know, the morning coming, you feel that thing sticking you in the back where he's still asleep. Pull them cover back and go ahead and start getting that man what he needs.
Exactly.
Why is that man
hard?
No dick should ever be hard for no reason. It should never be hard. If it's hard, you need to be sucking on it to get it.
We ain't laying on our back for nothing in the morning. We waiting.
So that means y'all should not sleep in underwear. Underwear get in the way.
Who does that?
Ladies shouldn't sleep in pants.
I don't own pants. For what? I don't like pants.
So they can get toe off. Because a real man just tie them off. You ain't got to pull them out, just rip them off.
I ain't gonna be wasting money on panties unless they the tailway kind. If your nigga gonna be tearing off your panties, get you some disposable panties. That way they can go in the trash. You can clean the bottom bathrooms with them.
I ain't gonna even let you get in the bed with them motherfuckers on the first place. I see you walk in the bed. I'm like, where you going? You know, take the motherfuckers off right now.
You
ain't even play that game. Where you sleeping?
Tell them leave them at the door.
Yeah, I'm like, you been to go somewhere?
I can't laugh, y'all crazy.
That's all right. I like that.
The game is the 80. We teaching y'all. We giving y'all a game. I learned something tonight that everything is a game. So, you know, all I can say, play to win. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Whatever it takes to keep, just look at everybody else as an opponent. You know what I'm saying? And when you roll, you want to win that game, so you got to play it to win. Whatever it takes to win that game, you got to be willing to do it. And I know I'm slurred because I'm motherfucking high. That's what I do. I'm in pain. But I'm trying to tell you what the fellas just taught me because I play the game. I didn't even know it was a game because that's just who I am. I know I'm going to make sure my men are straight. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do what I need to do. I'm trying to tell y'all. You know what I'm saying? That's why I tell y'all ladies, keep it fresh and wet. A man want to fuck whenever he feel like it. He don't want to, okay, it's 9 o'clock and we got to get into bed. It could be 2:30 in the day. He might want your ass on the motherfucking refrigerator. Get your ass up there. Keep it fresh. He might want to eat your pussy while you sit in the refrigerator. Keep it fresh.
And keep it exciting.
You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, the bed, you know, is just really for sleeping. You should be fucking on the roof. You know what I'm saying? On top of the dresser, picture frames, shower rods. I mean, what the fuck? I mean,
live. You got one life to live. You can sleep when you're dead. So live life to the fullest.
That's if you want to win the game, because we was thinking of the show hoping the game was going to be over, but what they just told me, the game is never over. It continues. You just got to play it to win. Well, world, we gave y'all an extra 20 minutes. Hope you take that advice, and I hope you apply it to your life. You know what I'm saying? Live every day like it's your last. Fuck like this the last day you gonna fuck, because one day it will be.
Damn.
And then I want to sign out, and I want to say, even though you out there playing games, play games, but be real with yourself. You know what I'm saying? Don't play no games with yourself, and don't settle for a lick. That's it.
I can do that. DJ Sweet? DJ Pimpin' Sweet, is he playing games? Slick Mike?
Yo, leave the panties at the door.
Oh. He said, well, you finna go somewhere? So you saying, what y'all saying is, just, you know, I'm right for not wanting to wear no panties. See, I thought something was wrong with me. You know what I'm saying?
You're on the right track.
Okay, so
leave the panties at the door.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, what, Juicy?
They come in with the alcohol, is what you're saying.
I got a
question. What's your favorite place to get oral sex?
Well,
you know, I'm out of the kitchen, the bathroom, the living room, at the door.
The car in broad daylight.
While you're driving.
I had to drive in the movie theater. Don't matter.
Okay.
Don't matter.
I could do that. Shout out to Showstopper. So, okay. I personally like, you know, to get head in the swimming pool or a jacuzzi.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't have to worry about, you don't have to worry about your mouth getting dry.
Uh-huh. Got plenty of water.
Exactly.
You can just keep that glass of a motherfucking Ciroc next to the bed and just dip that bitch every night, man.
Now, I personally like to play around with stuff in my mouth while I do it. You know what I'm saying? You know.
You do all that. So good.
I personally, because somebody taught me the technique, you get the grapes and peel the skin off the grape and, you know, fill your mouth up with the grapes and then give them some head. So that's one of the best feelings in the world. I'm going to try that. We got to have a subject on it. Some of the shit that you do to blow a motherfucker, you know, head up.
What y'all should do is just get me and cousin them in the room and all that stuff y'all want to try out, just let us know. You know what I'm saying? We'll whip our shit out and y'all just, you know, have it.
Well, we ain't got to make no appointment.
Yeah. I got a question. Even if you I got a question. So, now, you know, like I just said, you know, if your man wake up and he hard, if he be done just got some and then he fall asleep and wake up hard again, is that, what's going on? Why is that? So is he having a dream or he just, I just want to know. I don't care. I mean, I'm going to make sure he's seen about. I'm just trying to figure out how you can fall asleep for 2 hours or so and, you know, and still be standing up in the morning.
Where does that come from? Yeah, that's coming from muscle pain. Coming from muscle pain.
That's the effect you got on him.
Is that what you're saying, fellas?
Yeah, that's part of it, you know what I'm saying? If you really enjoy who you with, you know what I'm saying, then it don't matter whether you sleep or not, you know what I'm saying? Like when you see that person, you know what I'm saying, you love the sex, you know that shit is on point every time. Then you're going to start getting up as soon as you see that motherfucker, especially if you're anticipating that it's about that time to get some, or it's a possibility that you might be able to get up because you read it. Like, shit, let's get it in, you know what I'm saying? Especially the motherfucker out of town, motherfucker.
So if you fuck your girl at 5 o'clock in the morning and fall asleep at 7 o'clock, if you into her, you will see you could be possibly standing up while you sleep.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
You could be them bust and you still standing there. Motherfucker like, well, damn, then you just call like, yeah, nigga, but shit, I'm ready. Let's go.
Wow.
Yep.
Hey, world. Y'all better get this shit together. Keep your man dick in your mouth, baby. If you don't, it'll be in somebody else. I'm trying to tell you. Y'all heard it first. Here at High Talk Radio. Nothing is taboo. We hope we don't offend you. Let it leave it coming through your motherfucking speaker. Swerve G, you want to close out? They didn't know that was you. I had to go ahead and let them know. That's Swerve G, y'all, live from the Fred House.
That's right. Lane to lane, baby. You know what I'm saying? But shit, all I'm going to tell y'all, man, for all y'all out there pimping, just going to be trying to wear it like a shirt, baby, because this pimping got to be in you, not on you. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
So I'm swerving out.
See? Y'all weren't ready for that. Until next time, we will catch you Sunday, 9 o'clock at the same time, same place. Let it leave it coming through your motherfucking speaker. Ladies, keep it fresh and wet at all times. At all times. You never know. Your man might want you at 2:30 in the afternoon at work. It's got to be fresh and it's got to be wet. Fellas, go deep. Soft and hard. We like it both ways. We'll holler.
Peace.